had to go 24 hours. Hold up a second. Hey guys, all you in here, bringing you live on the morning talk. Yes, we have. What's your name?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
All right. Yes. This guy is from Rant Radio. I guess he got word up here and called in. How's it going, man? What brings you around?
Well, I just got an ICQ listening to your station here, and it's cool. I'm glad to see there's a lot more like pirate radio starting to happen out. I mean, a lot of people, you know, we've had really positive response, and I was wondering how long has this station been going? What's your guys' story?
Well, actually, TFCast has been going on for a couple of years. We just reopened, actually, and things are starting to heat up now pretty high. We just opened this past month. We kind of went dormant for a while, but back like last year over the summer and stuff, we would have up to 300 people listening in, and it just, I guess, all of a sudden died down, and now we're reopening. We're getting together a bunch of people here, redesigning the website. We got over 10 DJs now, including three different shows, and what we do is it's a 24-hour almost. We have people going all night long because they're all in different time zones, and we have people going during the day, and it's awesome.
That's very cool, man. That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I hope that you have it worked out. Sometimes you run into a little bit of problems now and then because of, you know, there's time commitment issues and shit like that, because we tried to do a similar thing, but it happened. But that's neither here nor there. What I do think is cool is that, you know, what I'd like to see is more stations, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, definitely.
Great.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, because the media is such a fucking wad of, you know, monkey spunk that we have
yeah.
to come up with. And the only way that anybody is ever going to get any kind of truth is to tune into stations like Rant Radio, like your station, like what they're doing right now. Because you know there's some guy sitting in his cubicle like this very second who's, you know, fucking jerking off and thinking this is the best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is exactly what he's going to be doing, you know?
So,
and I had a couple of guys, because we run a sister site, the cult.org, and they mentioned that we should get you guys in there, too, so that you can, you know, get the listener base going, and we can just all build this thing as one giant counterculture, and it'll be huge.
Counterculture. All right. What's the story with Rant Radio? Go ahead, plug, do whatever. Tell us about it. What are you guys basically about, like your operating times and... just go ahead, spill it out, man.
Rant Radio is we're sort of an industrial electronica. We cater to the hard crowd. It started as myself was doing rants, a series of rants.
Yeah.
These rants became very popular. This started almost 2 years ago. And people began downloading them. They were a lot of fun. If you want, you could go to the cult site, take a look over there, and you can listen to a couple of rants. If you want to throw some in rotation, as long as you leave the Rant Radio plug in there, that's good too. I mean, whatever works, but we started doing the techno-industrial thing, and we catered to mostly the hard industrial crowd. Now, for the first little while, we had multiple DJs, blah, 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 and it was working really well, but it gradually, people have, like a lot of our DJs were younger, and it's hard to get that time commitment because we wanted consistency, right?
Yeah.
So now what we do is we have techno industrial, we have promos and previews and news. And
that's cool.
And whatnot. But our only live show is on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Now that may change. But,
hey, is that humor of tech with technology or no?
It's just the format. We talk about tech. We talk about technology mostly. Just a lot more. It's more political humor. It's political humor and a little bit of technology, mostly political.
Yeah.
A lot of people compare it to, like, Jello Biafra and Dennis Leary, that kind of thing.
Yeah, one of the things that we're trying to do is expand our live listening base, because I've been looking at a lot of shows, and, you know, once a week, yes, you can narrow the broadband of the crowd and, you know, siphon them into one show and get the most listening base, but then you can expand it for all the people, you know, who sometimes can't be there and sometimes can. And that's how I find it more helpful, especially like a news service like this for people at work and they want to get the news and they don't have the time to read the paper. They can listen to it while they're doing their work or what have you. So.
Right on. Are you guys making any money doing this?
We haven't really started doing advertisements yet. We quite haven't decided the plans for that yet, but who knows? We'll see where it takes us and we'll build on that.
Okay, well, hey, no, I think that's cool. Rant Radio, like, we don't make any cash because we've been... like, we're a little concerned because of some of our content, we don't want to have to shift it or nothing, because
yeah.
We're pretty in your fucking face.
And then you're looking at, like, do you guys use pirated MP3s or what? I mean, then you're looking on the line of legal issues if you start making money. You know, then you have.
No, there's not. Not in Canada. I don't know where you're broadcasting from. But in Canada, there is no regulation. We don't have an FCC up here. We can broadcast whatever we want from the airways in Canada.
Well, yeah, we can. Well, I don't know what the rules at USA is, but all we have to do is switch broadcasters to somebody over across the line, and it'll be cool. Is your so basically your server's over in Canada, or are you like on Live 365?
We have a series of servers. We got one in New York. We have one on Live 365. We've got one in Bob X. I think we've got one in California. We've got the potential for close to 3,000, almost 4,000 listeners on the page.
That's
and,
nice.
It's pretty decent. It's pretty cool, and we get a lot of positive response for it. But I just, enough about our radio. I think that what you guys are doing is really, really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to get like a partnership thing going on, like rather than getting into the modern mode, like if you listen to current radio stations, all they do is they phone up the other radio station and they start getting all fucking hairy, and you guys are shitheads. That bullshit, you know. I think we should skip all that. You should get in contact with Samarian, the station manager at Rand, man, and we can get fucking partnerships going on. We can build this thing as one giant crowd. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm not the head guy here, so I don't really know what's happening. Why don't you stay on the line? I'll give you my contact information. We can talk there. Hey guys, this is what's your name again? I can't remember it. What?
Go ahead.
There's a guy from Rant Radio here just calling in to say what's up. So stay on the line. I'll talk to you in a minute. We're going to play some music now, and then we'll be coming up with some more news. Coming up now is Moby Porcelain. So stay tuned.